Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So thank you so much for staying with us. Obviously, everybody's talking about the explosive press briefing that was given by the KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi over the weekend. And it's going to be, I said to you yesterday, it's going to be, for me, the story of the year. I think this is only but the beginning. And so a lot has happened in the past 24 hours. We've had a statement released by the police minister earlier on today, just clarifying, you know, the fact that his relationship with Mr. Mokgosi is not quite an associate. This is someone that is just a comrade that he knows. And of course, there's contestation to that because in Parliament, he had actually said he doesn't know him. So I guess those semantics will be tested. So he released that statement. And then we also know that the president will get a report on Friday. So a lot of people are reacting to this. And as we all can see, it's a developing story. The speaker has also made pronouncements on the fact that she wants investigations to happen. She wants a particular, a few portfolio committees to start instigating investigations. The DA announced earlier that they would like to lay criminal charges. So Lisa Shikalin is a deputy, the DA deputy spokesperson on the line with us. I really appreciate you talking to us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela. Thanks for having me, and hi to all the listeners this evening.
Okay, so what's the DA's plan of action? And I know this was, notice to say your intent to lay criminal charges. Are you still going to do that? And what's your reaction to the Speaker's pronouncements about investigations within Parliament?
Thank you so much. So to begin with, we do definitely welcome the directive from the Speaker mandating the three portfolio committees to investigate the recent allegations, because they are definitely troubling and it's really quite explosive. I mean, if we allow criminal networks to penetrate the SAPS leadership, then every citizen in our country is at risk. So we definitely must act swiftly and transparently to uncover the truth and restore credibility in the SAPS, because that is something that has been broken down tremendously. So we will be laying charges tomorrow. Against the Minister Nkunu tomorrow morning at 11:15 at the Cape Town Central Police Station, because we do believe that he appears to have misled Parliament while under oath, and he has broken some laws. So he has committed fraud by intentionally perhaps making false statements under oath to mislead the committee.
Are there any other expectations, or you will wait for the process to unfold between the different portfolio committees that will obviously instigate some investigations, or would you rather see some more decisive action from maybe the president?
Look, obviously, we do believe that the president must make a pronouncement, and he must make bold moves now. It's not time for him to keep quiet. Obviously, the trust in the SAPS has been broken, and I think many South Africans have lost trust in the minister too. But we believe that in due process and the rule of law, and we support justice. So obviously, we believe that the minister must have the right to defend himself and to come back to us, but we also do, I mean, as I've said, he committed fraud by intentionally making a false statement under oath. And we are also going to lay charge at the Ethics Committee under the Powers and Privileges Act, because it is also very clear that it is a criminal offence to mislead or obstruct Parliament. And we have a very strong parliamentary code of conduct. And that code of conduct requires MPs to act with honesty, integrity and openness.
All right. Lisa Shikling is a DA deputy spokesperson. Very clear, very succinct. They are going to go ahead tomorrow to lay criminal charges. They would like to also go to the Ethics Committee as well to lay a complaint. They also welcome what the Speaker has said in her pronouncements earlier today, that she would like the three portfolio committees to do some investigations. That's the Portfolio Committee on Police, the one on Justice, as well as Constitutional Development. So a lot going on, and we also are all waiting to hear what the president will say when he returns from his trip in Brazil.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.